And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. National Public Radio has shut down its entire climate desk. For 3 years, 10 reporters at the taxpayer-funded network covered nothing but climate change. Now the jobs are gone, and the desk's former editor posted a tearful farewell about the friends she'd made. We do wish her well. Also wonder what took so long. The retreat isn't total, though. New York Republican Mike Lawler posted a cheerful Pride Month message this week, and Christian reporter Megan Basham took him to task for it, noting that the Trump White House quit posting those in 2019. And conservatives are already asking who's going to run against him. And in 2026, Delta Airlines still posts job listings calling mothers and fathers, birthing parents, and non-birthing parents. One commenter asked, does identifying as a birthing parent get him 12 weeks of paid leave? The woke era may be ending, but nobody told human resources, at least not at Delta. Now, bigger stakes, Florida has filed an 83-page lawsuit against artificial intelligence company OpenAI and its chief, Sam Altman. The attorney general accuses it of building a wealth machine that pushes an addictive, dangerous product at children. The suit even claims its chatbot helped plan a mass shooting at Florida State University. OpenAI already faces 7 wrongful death suits from families who say the program became a suicide coach. While one company stands accused of harming children, the FBI is jailing those who prey on them. For the first time, one field office won 2 life sentences against child predators in a single week. One, a nonprofit director who used cruise ships to abuse autistic boys. And director Kash Patel says arrests of abusers are up 70% this year. And in Canada, Prime Minister Mark Carney's Liberal government is softening a sweeping internet bill critics call dystopian. After pressure from big tech and 42,000 petitioners, officials will ease parts that break encryption and expand surveillance. But police would still gain new power to monitor Canadians online. In a separate bill, the Combating Hate Act could criminalize quoting the Bible. In Carney's Canada, scripture is becoming a legal risk. Finally, even deep blue California is showing cracks. In Tuesday's wide-open race to replace Governor Gavin Newsom, Republican Steve Hilton finished first, edging Democrat Xavier Becerra. And in Los Angeles, Mayor Karen Bass failed to win a majority, forcing a November runoff against Republican Spencer Pratt. It would be the first time since 2005 a sitting L.A. mayor faced a runoff. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.